Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. I am Miles. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Miles. I was checking to see, I'm calling about the Alabama-Wisconsin travel package.
Yes, sir. And how can I assist you in regards to the Alabama-Wisconsin package?
Okay, well, I spoke with somebody, it was like last Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was inquiring about, the final itinerary information being sent for the trip. And they told me it'd be sent out yesterday, and I didn't receive anything, but so I was checking on that. But I also noticed apparently, there's been a change of on the website, it's showing a change of the hotel from what it originally was. So, I mean, I just hadn't received anything since I made my final payment back in June. It was July the 5th. And so I guess I'm just asking, do you know if they're, when they're sending out the final itinerary information?
I can check on that for you. I do see that on the website. It does mention that the itinerary is going to be online. And let's see here. And what is the last name associated with your reservation?
Johnson.
Johnson. And the first name?
Steve and Susan.
Okay, thank you. And this is for Steve A. Johnson and Susan Johnson. And let me send you the reservation documents, as the reservation documents may include instructions on how to access the itinerary. Let's see here.
So usually,
And
I assumed when I talked to the lady Wednesday, I assumed it was going to be all the information about our ticket, our airline ticket information, and all the itinerary. And usually, that's always something you receive, 2 or 3 weeks before the trip. So she seemed a little. She just said she checked with somebody last week when I called, and they said, well, it's going out Saturday. So, I mean, like I said, I guess I'm a little, bewildered about why it hadn't been sent out, I guess.
oh, I understand. And am I sending the reservation documents to sajbama@aol.com?
That's correct.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so the reservation confirmation has been sent via email. And let's see here.
Okay, I got it, but all this is showing, it just shows that's the same thing I received back in July. It just shows my final payment's been made. I mean, what I'm saying is, there has to be something about us having our airline ticket, information about from the charter, in the airport, the full itinerary about, when to check in. And I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, I've got this information that you sent me. That's what the lady said last week when I called. She said, well, let me send you this. She said, I'm not sure what this includes. And I said, well, that was the statement showing my final payment. My balance was zero back in July.
Oh, I understand. And let's see here. Let's see here.
Like I said, there should just be something that tells about who the travel Total Sports Travel host is going to be and what time we're supposed to be at the Birmingham airport. And there's usually all that information about luggage tickets, if we have tickets for our luggage, just all of that information. Can I ask?
Oh, I understand.
Where are you located? Are you?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
And let's see here.
And also, do you show anything on there? A friend of ours yesterday, we were at the ball game here in Tuscaloosa, and a friend said that he had noticed they had changed the hotel where we were originally staying, and it was showing the Hilton now, but it was the Pfizer Hotel is what I, when I originally signed up, that's where they said would be located. So I don't know, you know, if that changed.
I don't know about that. Let's see here. So it looks like you didn't purchase tickets with your reservation through us.
You're talking about the football tickets?
Right, to the actual game itself.
No, I bought my own tickets.
Okay. When it comes to the charter air flight, it's not something that you actually need to have tickets for the flight, because it's not like a regular flight, like, you know, with a regular airline. It's a charter flight. Your reservation documents and things like that, you know, you would show up and show ID, and our team would be able to verify that, yes, you're one of the people who've paid to fly with us and you're good to go in that regard. But you still need the information to know when the flight would be boarding.
I understand that. But see, I mean, there's nothing, you know, I've traveled with you guys for several years. And, I mean, usually you always get the information that said, hey, this is so-and-so. I'm going to be your host on the trip. Here's my cell number and all my information. Here's all the information you need to know. This is where you go to check in at the airport. This is, you know, and usually they have luggage tags, for you already have the tags on your luggage so it can be processed. And then a full itinerary about what time we're, you know, getting to the hotel, what time we're leaving that Saturday, going to the, I mean, just a full itinerary of everything. And that's why I just can't understand why that hadn't been sent out. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm aware it's a charter flight, but I mean, first of all, you know, we need to know where to go when we get to the airport in Birmingham.
Of course.
Absolutely. Well, that's why I said. There's just nothing that has been sent. I'm just, you know, I'm really kind of bewildered. I mean, this, before I've always gotten, you know, really detailed information, and, you know, you felt like you were right on top of what you need to know.
Oh, yes, sir. And I just submitted a question to our travel agents regarding when you would receive your itinerary and the information about when the charter air flight will be boarding and any other information that you need. And I'm waiting for a reply from one of our travel agents with further information about that. And then also, I don't know, because I'm not sure, but have you tried logging in to your account at totalsportstravel.com? To see if there's anything there that might be of any use to you, because that could be another way to access information.
Well, yeah, but I looked at the website. Like I said yesterday, after this friend had told us, said, "Well, I see they've changed the hotel," and the lady I talked with last week, I got an email from Total Sports probably 2 weeks ago about saying, you know, there's still space available for the trip, and it said, you know, departure would be departing Birmingham Airport Friday at noon and arriving back Sunday at noon. Well, see, that was information I hadn't even received, but that was just sent out on a mass email. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know,
I just assumed they would send it to me rather than me having to go search on the website.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
Is there anybody working at the office today, the travel agent, is he or she there?
I wouldn't necessarily say that the travel agents would be in the actual office today. However, I would say that they would be keeping an eye on our group chat, where if we were, like, say, for example, when I posted in Microsoft Teams, questions pertaining the questions that you're wanting answers to, they will check in on that, and they're very likely to provide an answer. Now, they're usually pretty fast about it, regardless of whether or not they're in the office or if they're at home.
Sure.
But if it takes, too long, I can always just, take down your best contact phone and then call you back when I receive an update, which I'm sure I'll get an update today. Because they're really, really good. They're about, answering our questions that we put in the group chat.
Well, can you just attach my email to that and let them email me their reply? So I'll copy me on the reply so I can know right away by email when they reply to you.
I mean, if you'd like, I could request that you be contacted via email by one of our travel agents, or they could, if you're wanting them to contact you by phone, whatever you would prefer.
Either way, it'd be fine.
Okay. And would you like, because I could follow up with you once I receive the answers. That's not a problem, and I could just give you a phone call.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Okay, let's see here. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
205-792-4664.
Okay, let's see here. All right, so I'll give you a call back at 205-792-4664 when I receive an update. I'll be here until 4 p.m. this afternoon, so I'm bound to receive an update before then. I'm sure of it. Just because our team are so great, they're really good about checking in on the group chat to make sure that we're able to get our customers the information that they're requesting.
Okay. And your name is Miles?
Yes, sir. My name is Miles. Like, how many miles is it from here to there?
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Miles. But yeah, I'd like to receive a little more information than what I've got at this point, I guess.
Oh, I completely understand that. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, alrighty. Well, I'll be giving you a call back, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Total Sports Travel. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a very happy Labor Day.
Same to you, too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.